From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Britain's finance chief, George Osborne, met with reporters today to explain what they're doing to make sure the economy does not go off course and to explain the potential impact to citizens of the exit from the EU.
What the British people need to know is that the fundamentals of the British economy are strong. We have spent the last 6 years so that Britain is prepared for whatever is thrown at it. There will be a period of economic adjustment because of the decision we've taken, but we will get on and implement that decision democratically arrived at in our country, but we do so from a position where we have one of the strongest economies in the world, where we have repaired our financial system, where we are repairing our public finances, and where we have record employment.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Brussels and London today. He's the first senior U.S. official to visit since the British vote last week. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 were wounded in the incident. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack, Lebanon being repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch more boats full of migrants toward Europe. Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers off the Libyan coast. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhood of Fallujah, ending a long, month-long offensive to take control of that city from the Islamic State. Victory is part of an overall campaign to defeat IS's insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed next to retake the IS-held city of Mosul. Israel and Turkey have reached an agreement to normalize relations that would end a 6-year rift caused by a raid by Israeli commandos that left 10 pro-Palestinian activists dead. They were on a Turkish vessel trying to breach an Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. Joseph Olmert, a regional analyst at the University of South Carolina, sees it as a victory for Israel.
Altogether, I think that this is another indication that Israel is not isolated in the Middle East, that Israel is indeed a country that other states and countries would like to be in on friendly relations with.
Israel has agreed to pay $20 million in compensation to the families of those killed and wounded in the Israeli commando raid. 3 Australians, 2 Nigerians, a New Zealander, and a South African are in safe locations today, a day after they were freed from kidnappers who ambushed a police convoy last week in southeastern Nigeria and killed the driver. Their employer is Australia's McMahon Holdings. Cy Van Dyke is the company's chief executive. Today he sent prayers to the family of the driver who was killed and then spoke about the survivors.
We are very relieved that all 7 of our men who were taken hostage by a gang of armed kidnappers on Wednesday morning were released late last night. Our men are at a safe location, but unfortunately, 5 of them were injured during the incident.
Injured are being given medical treatment, special treatment, as arrangements are being made for them to return home. Panama has officially opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of super cargo ships. This latest generation of ships could not fit in the old 102-year-old canal. Analysts say the canal's annual cargo volume should double over the next decade. Japanese stocks rose today. Asian markets declined most areas. Crude price, they fell. U.S. share prices are lower and futures trading. All of this with investors concerned about what will happen with Britain's exit from the European Union. The Nikkei index in Tokyo closed today's session with a gain of about 2.4%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.